Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I have a special announcement from Pastor John McIntosh. He is extending a special invitation to every father, grandfather, uncle, and son to come join us in a special Father's Day teaching at our church. Pastor McIntosh will be sharing on the responsibilities of the man according to God's word. This teaching is for the young and old, as it will outline the duties of the man in the Christian family. Pastor has a heart for God's men and a godly assignment to focus on the issues of men, our leaders in the body of Christ. This teaching will be powerful. Please join us on Sunday, June 16th at 2 p.m. We are currently holding services at 1721 North 9th Street in Kansas City, Kansas, 66101. You won't be disappointed. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's continue with our teaching titled, The Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. Most Christians know that praying should be a part of our life. But there are far too many who do not understand how to pray effectively. As a result, they blame God when their prayers go unanswered or say that the scriptures do not work. I know from personal experience that the outcome of unanswered prayers can devastate a Christian and cause the person to backslide into sin. This is one reason that our God says that his people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Listeners, pay close attention to what I'm about to say. We have the knowledge available to us in the Holy Bible. However, if we do not diligently study God's word and then apply the truth to our life, we allow Satan to destroy us because we are operating in ignorance of God's promises. It is for this reason that this teaching is designed to explain in detail how to pray effectively. We will be examining why it is important to pray daily and which type of prayer to use for the specific challenge we are facing. I will be identifying 9 different types of prayers that are in the Bible for God's people to use and how to use them correctly, whereupon guaranteeing that our prayer will be heard by our Heavenly Father and our need met each and every time you pray. Keep in mind that God has told us in his holy word to come boldly to his throne of grace to find help in the time of need. Our Heavenly Father wants to hear from us and supply all of our needs when we approach his throne according to his word. This study will consist of 10 parts. An introduction, part 1, the prayer of agreement. Both of these parts we have completed thus far. Part 2, petition prayer, which we will continue with today. Part 3, intercessory prayer. Part 4, anointing with oil. Part 5, laying on of hands. Part 6, gifts of healings. Part 7, the prayer of praise and worship. Part 8, special anointings. And part 9, the prayer of consecration and dedication. You will find out from this study that each of these types of prayers have clear biblical rules that we must follow if we want our prayers answered. God's biblical rules for praying gives us precise instructions on what to say and which type of prayer we should use for the challenge at hand. When you pray according to the appropriate biblical rules in faith, you will never again wonder if God heard you or if you will receive the petition of your prayer. In short, your prayer life will not only increase in victories, but bring you the perfect peace of God that surpasses all understanding while you wait in faith for the manifestation of your petition. Listener, if this is your first time with us, we welcome you and encourage you to go to our website at kccfc.net to hear the first episodes of this teaching, now archived under our radio broadcast page. We do not want you to have a gap of information regarding this important teaching. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. Please note that for this teaching, I will be quoting from the Amplified Study Bible, unless otherwise stated. Now, before I ran out of time last week, I started explaining the specific rules for how the prayer of faith, also known as petition prayer, works. First, when we pray according to the God kind of faith, it is always present tense. Our God lives in a perpetual now. He does not have a beginning or end, and therefore does not live in the past or future. He is the great I am. Consequently, when we pray and believe that we received, it should always be in the present tense or now, never in the future. Please go back to Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Again, Jesus is speaking. Mark 11, 24. For this reason, I am telling you, whatever things you ask for in prayer, in accordance with God's will, believe with confident trust that you have received them and they will be given to you. Listener, again, this particular verse is part of our foundational scripture when it comes to the prayer of faith. So we must understand what Jesus is telling us in this verse in order for us to actually operate in faith according to the prayer of faith. So let me start at the very beginning of this verse, and I want to highlight again those key phrases that we must understand in order to receive when we pray the prayer of faith. First, you have to ask, and you ask for in prayer in accordance with God's will. Again, you cannot ask for something that is not provided for in the scriptures. You cannot pray for something that is from an evil assignment, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the lust of the eyes. Those things will not come to pass when you pray. Then it says at the end of that verse that you have received them when you pray. When you pray is when you receive the petition that you have been requesting, and then it will be given to you. Jesus is telling us that we will have what we believe that we receive when we pray. Our will is involved. Don't doubt. Let's go to James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, and read what happens to the prayers of a doubter. James chapter 1, we're going to read verses 5 through 8. Verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom to guide him through a decision or circumstance, he is to ask of our beloved God, who gives to everyone generously and without rebuke or blame, and it will be given to him. But he must ask for wisdom in faith without doubting God's willingness to help, for the one who doubts is like a billowing surge of the sea that is blown about and tossed by the wind. Verse 7. For such a person ought not to think or expect that he will receive anything at all from the Lord. Last verse, verse 8. Being a double-minded man, unstable, restless in all his ways, in everything he thinks, feels, or decides. Again, family, when we pray in faith, we are not to doubt the word of God. I want to go back to verse number 5 and read the first part of that verse. It is very clear as to the guidelines that we should use when we pray the prayer of faith. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom to guide him through a decision or circumstance, he is to ask of our Heavenly Father. So when we are in a situation, big or small, we should come to the Heavenly Father and ask for wisdom on how to handle the situation. The very last part of that verse is very key, because when you ask in faith, it says it will be given to you. So again, it is up to us to operate in faith, believing God's word is true, and then pray according to his word. Verse 6, first part of that verse says, but he must ask for wisdom in faith without doubting. Again, we must ask in faith without doubting. And doubting is a result of not knowing what God's word says and how to use it correctly. So the more we study his word, the more we hear his word and understand how his word operates, the easier it will get when we pray, so that we can pray according to his word. Verse number 7. I want to read that whole verse one more time, because this is what will result if you choose to be a doubter of God's word. For such a person ought not to think or expect that he will receive anything at all from the Lord. So if you don't know what the word of God says, and as a result have little faith or no faith, you will never receive the promises God has already given us through our Savior Jesus the Lord. Listener, again, please pay close attention to the following information. You must believe that you have received your petition when you pray, not expecting to receive the petition in the future. This is where too many Christians are missing the mark. They are waiting to receive their request in the future. They do not believe that they have received their answer when they prayed. Once again, the moment you pray in faith and make your request known to our God, you must believe in faith that you have received your answer. In the spirit realm, your request is answered immediately. You will receive it in the spirit realm immediately. Let's continue with reading Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews 11:1. It says, now faith is the assurance, title deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. Now, Hebrews 11:1 is very important because it lets us know that faith is, in other words, it is present tense. Faith is the assurance. As Christians, our faith should be based on God's promises, his word. So you see how important it is for us to study his word so that we know what we are putting our faith in. And that is the living word of God. With this faith operating according to God's word, this is our evidence of the things not seen. So our trust is based on our understanding, our knowledge, and wisdom of God's word. It is very important for us to know that our faith is based on the promises of God, God's holy word. That's where we base our evidence. Amen. The second major rule in the prayer of faith is that our faith must be based on the promises of God, his holy Bible. Our faith in God's word is the evidence that we have received our petition, because God does not lie. Therefore, his word used properly shall come to pass when we pray. It is for this very reason that we should only pray the prayer of faith one time. Because if you believe you received your petition the first time you prayed, there is no reason to pray for the same thing over and over again. In fact, when you pray for the same petition more than once, you are actually canceling out your previous prayer, and your waiting period for the manifestation is delayed again and again. Family, this is what you have to keep in mind, that faith is always present tense. Further, that you have to believe you received your request at the time you prayed. You do not have it in the physical when you pray, otherwise you would not be praying for the thing. Further, you may need to wait in faith for the physical manifestation of your request, even though in the spirit realm it is done. So, family, what do we do while we are waiting for the physical manifestation of our answered prayer? Once we have prayed the prayer of faith, we must pray a prayer of thanksgiving daily until we receive the physical manifestation. When we do, we are giving our ministering angels ammunition to fight in the spirit realm those evil forces that are trying to keep our answered prayer from manifesting here on earth. The more you give thanksgiving for your answered petition, the more spiritual pressure you are bringing against Satan and his evil forces. Let's read a biblical example of this truth from Daniel chapter 10, verses 10 through 13. Daniel is recounting his experience with a messenger angel from God Almighty. Daniel chapter 10, verses 10 through 13. It says, "Then behold, a hand touched me and set me unsteady on my hands and knees. So he said to me, 'O Daniel, you highly regarded and greatly beloved man, understand the words that I'm about to say to you, and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you.' And while he was saying this word to me, I stood up trembling." Verse 12. "Then he said to me, 'Do not be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart on understanding this and on humbling yourself before your God, your words were heard. I've come in response to your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia was standing in opposition to me for 21 days. Then behold, Michael, one of the chief of the celestial princesses, came to me to help, for I had been left there with the kings of Persia." Now, family, I want to highlight those key phrases that were used in this passage to let you know how important it is for us to put spiritual pressure in that dimension of the spirit realm. Because when we pray, that adversary, Satan, his demonic forces, are trying to keep the answer from coming into this natural realm. So it is our job to give our angels ammunition to fight that spiritual battle. And that is our faith confessions, our words that line up with the word of God and put a demand on that spirit realm. Let's drop down to verse 12 again, and let me show you what Daniel is revealing to us when he talks about what happened to him after he prayed and asked God for some information, an answer to his issue with regards to the people Israel. It says in verse 12, "Do not be afraid, Daniel." This is the angel speaking to Daniel. "For from the first day that you set your heart on understanding this and on humbling yourself before your God, your words were heard." Remember, I had just told you that when you pray, you have to believe that you received what you are praying for. So as soon as Daniel prayed, that spirit realm, the word was heard, and an answer was dispatched immediately. Notice what it says, "And I have come in response to your words." This angel was sent out as a result of the prayer that Daniel gave and put up unto the Heavenly Father. So that's what happens when we pray. Immediately, the Heavenly Father hears it, and he dispatches his angels, ministering angels, so that we can receive the answer of our prayer. But notice verse 13. It says, "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia was standing in opposition to me for 21 days. Well, family, this kingdom of Persia is not referring to the king of Persia at the time that this took place. It's talking about those demonic evil spirits that take over a nation or a person and try to bring opposition to us believers. And this particular evil demonic spirit withstood the ministering angel, the messenger of God, for 21 days. But thank you, Jesus, that as a result of this spiritual battle, Michael came in and took care of business. And of course, the answer was given to Daniel so he could move forward. And that's what's going to happen with our prayers, family. When we come against Satan and his demonic forces, that evil assignment that he's trying to place in our life, when we pray, we're going to bring opposition. But know for a fact that God's word is true, and he alone has given us the victory. So when we pray our prayer of faith, then immediately we need to follow up with a prayer of thanksgiving, thanking the Heavenly Father for hearing our petition and thanking the Father for the answer, even before you see the physical manifestation. Again, know this, that you will need to confess with your mouth the victory before you see the physical manifestation. And because you have prayed in faith, you can rest assured that God heard you and that your answer is complete in the spirit realm. I want to share with you some awesome scriptures that will bless you while you stand in faith for your manifestation. Please turn to Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 and 32. Matthew 6, 31 says, "Therefore, do not worry or be anxious, perpetually uneasy, distracted, saying, 'What are we going to eat? Or what are we going to drink? Or what are we going to wear?' For the pagan Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. But do not worry, for your Heavenly Father knows that you need them." All right, let's start at the top, verse 31. The Lord is admonishing us, telling us, "Therefore, do not worry or be anxious." And the reason we don't have to worry or be anxious, because when we pray in faith, we have received the petition of our prayer immediately. So it's just a matter of time before the physical manifestation takes place in the mighty name of Jesus. And then on verse 32, it says, "For your Heavenly Father knows that you need them." So whatever you have a need for, the Lord already knows what is going on in our life. All we're doing is putting spiritual pressure on Satan to make him get out of the way and allow the physical manifestation of our petition. Let's continue with John 14, 27. Jesus is speaking. John 14, 27. "Peace I leave with you. My perfect peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge." Oh, what a wonderful passage this is for us believers. That even in the midst of some trial, test, temptation, or persecution, Jesus has our back. Not only has he given us the way of escape, but he's also provided us the peace, that perfect peace that will give us a joyful heart to get through the situation. I want to read the last two sentences of this verse because it really summarizes how we should stand in the midst of our situations. It says, "Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge." Amen. I want us to continue with these scriptures that give us comfort. So let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians 5, starting with verse 16. Rejoice always and delight in your faith. Be unceasing and persistent in prayer. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. I want to highlight something very important, listener. So in verse 18, it says, in every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God. Notice that verse 18 says to give thanks in every situation, not for every situation. We can be thankful in the challenges of life, but because we got the way of escape in Jesus Christ. Again, we can be thankful in the challenges of life because we got the way of escape in Jesus Christ. Amen. Family, I'm so sorry. We are out of time, but please come back next Wednesday as we continue with our teaching, The Prayers That Reach the Throne of God.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.